From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, are single women the new power block in American politics?
But first, the Supreme Court ended its term yesterday with a landmark desegregation decision, but the justices had a surprise up their sleeve. Today, the court agreed to review whether detainees at Guantanamo Bay can challenge their confinement in federal court. That reverses an earlier decision by the court not to take on the case. Tom Goldstein is a judicial scholar who's editor of SCOTUS blog and teaches at Harvard. And Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
This sounds like a victory for the detainees. Is that right?
Well, it's a procedural victory. At least they get to have their case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, which, as you noted, had previously said they wouldn't consider the case. It also probably is cause for some optimism because it's unlikely the justices would step in if they didn't see any issue here.
How unusual is this for the court to reverse itself like this and take on the case after deciding not to take on the case?
It's unprecedented in the court's modern history. It hasn't happened for at least 40 years.
Did the court indicate anything about why the justices changed their minds?
No. All that happened was that the detainees asked the Supreme Court to think about it again. And there have been a variety of public developments about what's going on at Guantanamo Bay and whether the procedures that have been set up are truly fair or not. So you can surmise that the justices came to doubt whether the current system was really workable or instead needed their intervention.
Now, describe what that current system is that might have provoked some doubts on the part of the justices.
Well, the fight here is whether the detainees are able to get into federal court on what's called habeas corpus, which is the writ that's set out in the Constitution that allows federal judges to review the claims of people who've been detained by the executive branch. The president set up a different procedure, and Congress passed a law saying you can't use habeas corpus. You have instead what are called combatant status review tribunals, and once someone's determined to be a enemy combatant, they can be tried under the president's system. It's a very military-oriented system that limits the procedural rights of the detainees, and that's what is under review right now.
So what's next in terms of timing? Do we have an idea of when this will all, the next step will come to pass?
The justices will hear the case in the winter in all likelihood, and then they'll decide the case in all likelihood in the spring. In the meantime, I would expect the detainee program at Guantanamo to be really in question and maybe just come to a halt altogether.
Tom Goldstein, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
That's Tom Goldstein, a judicial scholar, editor of SCOTUS blog, who teaches at Harvard, talking today about the Supreme Court's decision to review whether detainees at Guantanamo Bay can challenge their confinement in federal court.